Naved Tram 15010 Alpha, Mass Communications Specialist, Mike Charlie, Basic, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 8. 1. What do most professional cameras use directly behind the lens? Optical prism block. 2. What is the backbone of the television industry? Studio camera. 3. What is the process of converting reflected light rays from a subject or scene into electrical impulses and reproducing these impulses at a distant receiver? Television. 4. Studio cameras are expensive, ranging in price from less than $5,000 to more than which amount? $100,000. 5. Which type of cameras are the dominant style of professional video camera in the Navy? Electronic News Gathering, ENG, Echo, November Golf. 6. Which type of cameras often have larger sensors than their ENG and consumer counterparts, allowing for a narrower depth of field to give imagery a more filmic look? DSLR, Delta Sierra Lima Romeo. 7. What is the primary purpose of imagery? Tell a story. 8. In which type of shoot can you control all aspects of a production? Controlled action. 9. Where should the center of interest be placed in the frame to strengthen the image and increase interest? Right, dominant side. 10. Which rule is a simple method for placing the center of interest in a dominant position? Rule of thirds. 11. What is the single greatest influence on image quality? Brightness level. 12. Which type of filter is required in situations where the light level exceeds 100,000 lux, such as snow-covered scenes or a beach scene on a clear summer day? ND, November Delta. 13. What in videography is the positioning of subject matter within the frame? Framing. 14. What is concerned with the arrangement of all the pictorial elements of a scene, which includes more than just the subject itself? Composition. 15. How many factors generally affect framing? 5. 16. What refers to how wide or how close the subject appears relative to the camera? Field of view. 17. How many steps is field of view broken down into? 5. 18. What refers to the location of the subject's head within the frame? Headroom. 19. Most professional video cameras lose approximately what percent of the image they see in their viewfinder? 10%. 20. What is normally a full-face shot that fills the screen? Close-up. 21. What is defined as the camera position in relation to the subject? Viewpoint. 22. What is defined as the angle in which the camera lens is tilted? Camera angle. 23. How many feet high are eye-level shots usually made at? 5.5. 24. Which type of viewpoint can be used to distort scale or add strength to a picture or to emphasize certain elements within the picture? Low. 25. Which type of viewpoints and camera angles help orient the viewer because they show relationships among all elements within the picture area and produce a psychological effect by minimizing the apparent strength or size of the subject? High. 26. Which type of sequence is the foundation for story continuity? Basic. 27. Which type of shot introduces the scene to the audience and shows the entire area of action for a particular scene, location, people, and objects? Long. 28. Which type of shot introduces the subject or action by narrowing the center of interest for your audience, typically answering the what question of the scene? Medium. 29. Which type of shot is an important and powerful image that draws the audience into the story, focusing attention on the important subject or action? Close-up. 30. With each shot, it is imperative that you record extra footage, how many seconds, before and after the main action? 2 to 3. 31. Any shot worth shooting is worth recording for a minimum of how many seconds, or until the end of the action, before moving on to another shot? 10. 32. What is the relationship between the shot you are currently recording, the shot you just recorded, and the shot you will record next? Relativity. 33. What refers to the direction the subject directs his or her eyes within the shot? Static screen direction. 34. The easiest method to establish and maintain screen direction is the use of what? Action axis. 35. What is the extension of activity at the beginning and end of a scene? Overlapping action. 36. How many factors should be considered before recording overlapping action? 6. 37. How many distinct ways do cut-ins and cutaways preserve continuity? 5. 38. The average person has difficulty remembering more than how many scenes immediately preceding the scene currently viewed. 2. 39. How many categories are the movements necessary for good television divided into? 3. 40. Which type of movement is movement in front of the camera, usually by the talent, referred to as? Primary. 41. Which type of movement refers solely to the movement of the camera and is normally done in production studios? Secondary. 42. What is a horizontal movement of the camera on a stationary pedestal? Pan. 43. What is simply pointing the camera up or down? Tilting. 44. What can be used to increase the size of an object gradually on the screen? Dolly in. 45. What is a piece of equipment that is basically a tripod with wheels? Truck. 46. What can provide the audience with a view looking down on the subject or up the subject? Pedestaling. 47. Which type of movement results from a sequence of shots from two or more cameras? Tertiary. 48. How many ways are there to change screen direction? 4. 49. Recording which type of shot allows you to cross the old action axis and establish a new direction of travel? Neutral. 50. Timing while videotaping concerns compressing real time into which time? Filmic. 51. Which type of shot provides the audience with a distant view of an area? Extreme long shot, Echo Lima Sierra. 52. Which type of shot shows the subject from head to foot, containing very little headroom or footroom? Full figure shot, Foxtrot Foxtrot Sierra. 53. Which type of shot is often used for dramatic emphasis or to show important details within a scene? Extreme close-up, Echo Charlie Uniform. 54. Sometimes it is desirable to startle, confuse, or withhold information from the audience. When this is the case, a close-up may be used as a dramatic tool for opening a sequence. Then the sequence continues backward to the long shot. What is this called? Reverse sequencing. 55. By remembering that all raw footage will have to be edited by someone later, make sure you shoot enough footage to help the editor who is producing the final product. A good rule of thumb is how many minutes of raw footage for every minute your end product needs to be when they begin to edit. 30. 56. What is at the top of the project hierarchy? Project. 57. What is the electronic equivalent of a physical bin in which film is stored for retrieval during editing? Bin. 58. What is stored in a bin and contains information about the source of the material? Clip. 59. What, also known as the timeline, is where a video is arranged in a series of shots that include a beginning, middle, and end, like a chapter in a book? Sequence. 60. How many steps are there to converting raw footage to master tape? 3. 61. What is the process called of going through your media and making it into smaller, more manageable files? Subclipping. 62. What is the most commonly used method of editing video for news or feature releases? Continuity editing. 63. What is used to change positions, movements, or characters, or to denote a lapse of time when the action shown is not a portion of the previous scene? Cutaway. 64. How many seconds should cutaways last between? 3 to 5. 65. Which form of editing will you use shots from two different actions or events that will finally be related? Cross-cutting. 66. Which type of cutting is used for putting together prime cuts? Compilation. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.